Good evening. My name is Paul. I am a disciple, grateful believer in Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, whose birthday we just celebrated. And I am currently working through anger and control and just me being me.
Hey, Paul.
I like this time of year because there's a lot of songs about angels. And it reminds me about the guy who calls his wife Angel because she's always up in the air harping about something. Okay. That word good in Peoria, I don't know. Let's open with prayer, please. Come, Holy Spirit, please. You're already here, but I'm asking for a special measure. Not just for me, but for all of us. Because we know that you minister to us, through us, with your rhema word. May that happen tonight. May that happen now. To our Father's glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's read principle 4 and step 4. Openly examine and confess my faults to God, and someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Emanations 340. In principle 4, that word moral means honest. And so that means that we make a searching, fearless, honest inventory of ourselves. And we'll discover tonight one of the easier ways for us to do that. At this point in our recovery, we should have asked Jesus into our life to be our Lord and Savior. If this is your first night here, or celebrate recovery is new to you, please don't let this be threatening to you. Please focus on the fact that I said, at this point in our recovery. When you get involved with steps, by the time you get to this lesson on sponsor, you will understand that it is best to have a relationship with Jesus. This is absolutely essential, as Celebrate Recovery is a Jesus-centered recovery program. But there are actually three relationships that need to be considered. The first is with Jesus, of course. The second is with our recovery group and our church family. And the third is with a sponsor and accountability partners. Principle 4 states that we are to openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. This is where the sponsor comes in. The I in denial stood for isolate, and for many years I did just that. I did not want to share with anyone the stuff that I was dealing with because of the shame that I thought I would have to deal with. And that's the stuff I could personally acknowledge. What about the stuff I couldn't see? That's where the sponsor comes in, because he may be able to get me past my denial. Question 1, why do I need a sponsor and or accountability partner? The answer in there is need. Proverbs 27:17 states, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Sharpens in this instance means someone who helps me to apply God's truth in my life. Question number 2, having a sponsor or accountability partner is biblical. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 states that two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls down and has no one to help him up. In the New Testament, the phrase one another is used over 50 times. An example of that is found in Hebrews 10:24, which states, and let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. Question 3. Having a sponsor or accountability partner is a key part of our recovery program. My sponsor knows that he needs to keep me focused on the 4 key elements that lead to success. The first key element is to keep an honest view of reality as I work each step. This whole process needs to have a reasonable balance between positive and negative. For example, when I was shoplifting, in the 8th grade, that was the same year I graduated with honors in history and science. And that's important because Satan, who is the accuser of the brethren, is out to always constantly grind us down. So by keeping it balanced, we keep it objective, and that's our goal. The second key element is making attendance in my recovery group meetings a priority. Wisdom needs to be applied here. Sometimes an issue may come up that may result in missing a meeting, but a sponsor can help detect if there's a pattern of missed meetings beginning to occur. The third key element is to keep feeding my spirit through prayer, Bible study, meditation, fellowship, and giving God time to work in my life. The last key element is getting involved in service. Getting involved in service for me helped me to feel more comfortable at attending CR meetings. Your sponsor will help you with all four of these steps. Question four, having a sponsor or accountability partner is the best guard against relapse. He is available at times of crisis or potential relapse. We are in the middle of two holidays, and that are loaded with many triggers for those in recovery. The motto to remember at this time of year is, don't do this alone. Actually, that motto applies throughout the recovery process, but especially this time of year. Your sponsor should be available, at least by phone, to listen to you if you're struggling with one of your triggers. Question five, what are the qualities of a sponsor? Proverbs 20, verse 5 states that the purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. When choosing a sponsor, look for these eight qualities. Number one, does his walk match his talk? You shouldn't be interested in someone who imitates others. See if you can find someone you might rather imitate. I need to add here that a sponsor must be the same gender as you, and I'm using male gender in this presentation only for convenience. As mentioned before, your sponsor should be available in a time of crisis or potential relapse. Point number three, a sponsor can serve as a sounding board while you're dealing with your inventory, or making amends, or offering forgiveness, or writing your testimony. You need his objectivity. Point four, he's there to encourage you to work the principles at your speed, not allowing you to stay stuck, and yet not allowing you to try to take shortcuts by being superficial. Last point, a sponsor models a lifestyle that reflects continuously working the eight principles. He cannot give away what he doesn't have, and a spiritually mature sponsor has a lot to give. Question seven, how do I find a sponsor and or accountability partner? I would like to make three points here. The first is that picking a sponsor is difficult, at least for me it was. As I was working through steps, it was made very clear that I needed to find a sponsor. I attend CR here on Wednesday nights, and finally one night I just got fed up with myself and I prayed that Jesus would lead me to a sponsor. After the small group meeting, as we were heading to Solid Rock Cafe, it seemed that all the guys who were in the small group had disappeared. I assumed they were already at the cafe, but I don't know how they got there so fast. I was left with one guy in the hallway, the one who I was already considering as a potential sponsor. I asked him, would he consider being my sponsor? He responded appropriately that he would like to pray over it and let me know the following week. All I had going for me in that interaction was that I was trusting Jesus to guide me in this. Thankfully, that individual said next week that he would accept being my sponsor. As time has gone by, I have discovered that my sponsor has met all the qualifications mentioned. But I did not know that at the time I asked him. Second point I need to make is that the individual you ask may say no, simply because he may have enough sponsees that he cannot take on another. Don't take that personally. A sponsor needs to limit himself to two, maybe three sponsees in order to have the time to deal with each one effectively. The third point is, this is not a marriage. May sound like a love story, but it's not a marriage. Over time, hopefully sooner than later, if it seems like things aren't flowing smoothly between you and your sponsor, pray about it, and if necessary, change sponsors. The sponsor has the same option, though. There has to be some sort of comfort level between the two of you about all of this. Keep in mind that as you're going through your inventory, there may be what I would call unsettling moments. That's an understatement. That has nothing to do with the dynamic between you and your sponsor. That just comes with the territory, and it is not a sign that you have picked the wrong sponsor. The last question. What is the difference between a sponsor and an accountability partner? A sponsor is someone who has completed the four Celebrate Recovery participant guidebooks and has worked the 8 principles and the 12 steps. He or she meets the 6 requirements that we talked about in role of the sponsor, and he or she would have completed the leadership training and wearing a name badge to indicate as such. Your sponsor is like a football coach. He doesn't get out on the field with you, meaning he doesn't do your work, but he can certainly tell you what direction the play needs to be heading. Unless you're a Seahawk fan, yeah, that's something else. The sponsor will walk you through the entire CR program. An accountability partner is like a team player. He is out on the field with you. Typically, you can find him in your step meetings, but also during Solid Rock Cafe or wherever else the Lord may lead you to find him. You can use an accountability partner to pray with you through a specific event, like when you're doing your inventory. He can be an encourager by being another person to whom you place yourself to be accountable to. You can meet your sponsor in person or by phone or a combination of both. This has to work for both of you. Both of you have to have a comfort level about this process. You need to be assured that you are making progress, and the sponsor needs to feel that he's not being played. And by that, I mean someone who senses that the sponsee may be going through the motions of what is expected at CR, but is holding stuff back for any number of reasons. Let me repeat that finding a sponsor is something that should be bathed in prayer. Having said that, let's close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for this group of people who are here to break out of hurts, habits, and hang-ups that have kept them bound. Thank you for the leaders you have provided. Thank you that you love us all, no matter where we are in our recovery. Please show me the individual you have prepared to be my sponsor. Please help my sponsor and I establish an honest and loving relationship that honors you and helps us both grow stronger in you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you.